All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not going to try to spit shine a turd here. Obviously, the team's got their ass kicked a couple of times, and now Dylan Larkin's hurt. Let me just ask Kenny if I'm looking at this the right way, okay?
It's all the Patches' fault.
It's okay, that probably started this, but here's my question. If, and we'll get to my topic in a minute, but this is important. Kenny, if the only move they make is to somehow free themselves of Hall or Petrie, and they bring up Evanson, who by all accounts, anything you read, anything you hear, he's ready. He's ready to not only come up, but he's ready to come up, be a second defensive pairing guy and be a plus player. Would you view that as a trade deadline acquisition?
Yes, that's essentially buying. You've upgraded your defense. That's all that I wanted them to do in the first place.
So if they can accomplish that, but they got to get somebody to take one of their defensemen.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be Hull. He has just a little bit more value. I mean, Petrie looks like he's a turnover machine. That guy stinks.
Already.
But yeah.
But look, I'm not going to go crazy about going all in. And look, before I left town, we were cruising. Everything was great. Then they put the dumpster company on the jersey. They've lost a couple in a row, got destroyed by Florida.
Lost their captain for 2 weeks.
Larkin's hurt for 2 weeks.
The patch curse, man. It's a real thing.
The curse of the patch. I want to speak something into existence. And I know while I was gone, Rico and David and Kenny and Stoney all took turns slandering me. But now that I am back, the hottest name coming out of the combine is one, J.J. McSizzle, one J.J. McCarthy. And the betting odds are almost even for the Denver Broncos and my New York Football Giants to take your savior, your goalpost meditating, pad popping, real weird kid, J.J. McCarthy. And I have to tell you something. Many of you thought it would upset me. Or it would be a point of stress for me, or consternation, or no, it's the opposite. I am telling you right now as we sit here, I believe in my heart the New York Football Giants will take J.J. McCarthy at number 6 overall, and I have no problem with it. Not because I think J.J. should be drafted there. No, I think it's absurd. The fact is he doesn't have the tape to be drafted there. And if you're going to do this bit where you go, well, what do you think? You're smarter than these teams. I'll tell you one thing. I'm smarter than the Denver Broncos. I didn't draft Paxton Lynch. I didn't pay Brock Osweiler. I didn't draft Drew Lock. Like, you guys act like these teams are brain surgeons. If they were so damn good, they wouldn't go through quarterbacks like Kenny goes through toilet paper.
It's the reason why they keep picking quarterbacks year after year, right. Draft after
so
draft.
So just understand something. This is supply and demand. There's three quarterbacks. So these other teams like the Giants, the Broncos, the Raiders, Atlanta, do they all need quarterbacks? Well, J.J., look, in fairness, J.J.'s not 30 years old with two kids and a mortgage like Bo Nix. J.J. doesn't have 17 torn ACLs like Mike Penix. And J.J., if I put his 10 best throws together or 10 best plays, sure, it's jaw-dropping. The problem is most weeks, he looked like Air Force's quarterback because he didn't have to do anything. Bottom line is, if you don't have a quarterback, you better get busy getting one. Mm-hmm. I am totally good if the Giants do this because this is radio gold. If he's good, you get to hear me say nice things about J.J., and I get to have a good football team. And if he's bad, oh, I'm that evil little kid in Indiana Jones Part 3, and I'm stabbing that voodoo doll left and right. This is going to be awesome. Rico, I am bringing Go Blue to the Big Blue. We are bringing JJ to the big city.
I need to know.
Who's with me?
Is this Big G approved?
No.
Okay.
No, if you think I don't like JJ McCarthy, oh boy.
Now, if you would have told me Big G approved of this.
No.
I'm with you. Mike.
No, my dad's in a very dark place right now with his football team. My dad is realizing something, and it's hard for him. He's realizing they're a bad organization. That this hope is not warranted. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to explain to him that's what Lions fans dealt with for so many years. Like, no.
And by so many years, you mean 60?
Roughly. Don't give them benefit of the doubt, Dad. But I wanted to know from Wolverine fans.
I want this to happen. I'm not a Wolverine fan.
We all do.
I want this to happen, Mike, because
buddy, if JJ's on the board at 6, I will personally announce the draft pick
you should.
In downtown Detroit.
Because Mondays, I won't say a word. Nothing.
Oh,
because Monday is just, it would be the highest rated shows, especially like after a late Sunday night game and you get hammered.
And JJ looks like Ryan Leaf out
right.
there. Oh, man. But here's my thing. I want to ask Michigan fans something. I want to know if we can have a moment of honesty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And if you truly believe what you're saying, there will be no repercussions. I'm not angry about it. But has the hype gotten a little ridiculous? Let's just be honest with each other. Anytime he needed to throw the ball, I generally was nervous. I don't understand how a quarterback with such limited tape is getting this hype, but Anthony Richardson did the same. So I want to know what your view of it is. This is your quarterback. This is your guy. I want to know, JJ to the Giants, is this the movement? I'm on board.
No, I think this is the movement.
And
Mike,
I'd root for him. Like, these people who think I wouldn't root for the kid are out of their mind. Imani Toomer is one of my favorite Giants of my lifetime. He was a Wolverine scumbag, too.
Quarterbacks are a scarcity. He left the combine. He already had the groundswell happening. He left the combine. And, you know, Rich Eisen has him personally on the set, pimping him to everybody else in the league.
Well, that's because Rich Eisen, you know what? I'll leave it.
And so, yeah, it's
talk about bought and paid for.
He's going to be quarterback number 4. It's just, when does it go? But yeah, your Giants then came out and said, we're done with Daniel Jones. He's quarterback number 4. So unless Penix or Bo Nix does something on their pro days,
nah.
You're up next.
Okay. So here's my question.
Wait, is number 9 retired? Can he wear number 9?
I don't know that the Giants have had a number 9 ever.
Okay, so I was just curious because that means
we'll unretire it.
Under the goalpost.
Let me call my dad. I'll see if Spider Jones or Bobby Douglas wore number 9. Homer Jones.
Before every game, he'll be under the goalpost meditating.
Listen, I will personally donate. We'll put a chalk outline. We'll put a meditation outline underneath our goalposts for JJ. Here's my point. Maybe the way I put it for Michigan fans is this. Post-combine, is J.J. McCarthy overrated or underrated? Because the reality is he's rising into this top 10 somewhere. I don't think he gets past the Broncos at 12. And I'll say it to you again. Where you get drafted is not an endorsement of your talent in many cases. Positional scarcity is real. These teams reach for QBs all the time. All the time. Because you have to. If you don't have a quarterback, you're going nowhere. Look at David's team. They do not have a quarterback. The Steelers will go nowhere until they get one. Period. The rest of the team is good.
Ironically enough, what do we tease Kenny Pickett for? Same as Jared Goff. Little hands, right? You see what JJ's hand measurements were?
I don't care. Are they tiny? Uh-oh. Listen.
Same.
Do I endorse him being the number six overall pick? No. I endorse him being the number six overall pick as a radio host who's a Giant fan and a Spartan in a Wolverine town, and it's Radio Gold. And frankly, I'm never going to knock a team for taking a QB because, again, what outs are there? That's where I tell Lion fans, like, you don't have to love everything about your quarterback, but be thankful you have one. Otherwise, you're me, and you get a goofball who should be making pizzas and his leprechaun agent at quarterback. That's what I get. Tommy Cutlets? Daniel Neckbrace? This is what I have? J.J. McCarthy? Roll it. He sucks. I'll have fun burying him. He's great. It's the ultimate in hilarity for me.
It is.
I don't care he went to Michigan. I want to win. If J.J. McCarthy professed his love for Satan, I'd still take him if he helped me win. Except, I don't care.
Except rookie quarterback hit rates, put it this way, C.J. Stroud is rare.
Unicorn.
Okay.
And do I think J.J.'s going to work out? No.
Most of the time, you're going to end up getting the Will Levis, Bryce Young, hopefully not Mitchell Trubisky, but
oh,
that would be funny.
That was tough. That was... Mitch Trubisky's a tragedy. He's awful.
Maybe he'll be okay like Trey Lance was.
No, you shut your mouth. JJ's going to be the savior.
Oh, he's
New York
Wilson.
Giants football. No, I want to know, do Michigan fans think he's a little bit overrated after the combine, right? This idea of him moving into the top 10, or is JJ underrated? That the fact is, oh, it's no question he should be a top 10 pick. Make it, sell me this pen. I'll be your Huckleberry at six. I'll take him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.